Okay, I'm trying to do all of this on my phone. So, oh, burpees, excuse me. So we're going to hope that this is working. I am doing, what is this called? A very festive Christmas questionnaire. Good Lord. Sorry, it's 2 a.m. Leave me alone. From, who's it from? It is from Lucid Dream With Me. Yeah, I can read. So here we go. Very festive Christmas questionnaire. Favorite Christmas movie? I'm really tempted to say Die Hard just because it is a Christmas movie and I will die on this hill. But actually, my favorite Christmas movie is A Muppet Christmas Carol. Because I really like the songs, because I'm a total dork. Favorite Christmas song? Anything by the Muppets, or potentially any one of the Pentatonix Christmas songs. Pentatonix is an a cappella group, five people, and they really hit my synesthesia real nice, so... I really like that. Favorite Christmas cookie or dessert? Okay. Every year for Christmas, I make two trifles. One of them is a classic trifle with a standard sort of sponge log and jelly and fruit and whipped cream and all of that kind of shit. And that one has a metric shat ton of sherry in it. So it is a very, very alcoholic dessert. It's amazing. I love it. And the other one, I make like a chocolate version. So it has chocolate custard and chocolate ripple and all of that kind of stuff in it. And I make that one sort of family friendly. So that one doesn't have any booze in it. But trifle. I like trifle. What do you do on Christmas Eve? Look, to be honest, nothing particularly interesting. Last minute wrapping, last minute cooking, last minute anxiety ridden freak out because nothing's ready. You know, same old, same old. Talk us through your typical Christmas day. Well, I get woken up by family members who are more ecstatic about this situation than I am. And then I get dragged into my living room, which is reduced to a massive pile of tinsel and paper within about 35 seconds. And then the rest of the day is spent playing with all manner of things that we didn't have yesterday. What's your dream destination for the holidays? Somewhere cold. I live in Australia, and even where I am, which is one of the much, much cooler parts of Australia, even where I am, it is basically never, ever cold on Christmas. Because, of course, it's in the middle of our summer. But I do love that whole romantic, you know, drinking hot chocolate and snuggling under a blanket while it's snowing outside kind of a situation. So anywhere where I can do that. When did you find out the truth about Santa? I don't think Santa was a thing in my family when I was little. I don't recall ever really believing in Santa. It's not I didn't know what Santa was, but Santa was kind of like, what was Santa like? I don't know. Santa was like, he was like a folk tale, you know? And I think I always understood that. Do you prefer Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or Boxing Day? I actually really like Boxing Day because on Boxing Day, certain older members of my family take certain younger members of my family to get sort of their particular Christmas tradition is to go shopping for their Christmas presents on Boxing Day at the Boxing Day sales. And this usually means I get some time to myself, which will be the first time to myself that I have all week. Oh, excuse me, burpees. Sorry, I had big gulps of lemonade before I started. Most memorable gift you've ever received and or given. I don't know. That is a very, very good question. I have some gifts that I really love. So I'm probably going to go with that because I don't know about memorable, but I can remember being in my sister's room. She lives in a different state to me. And I'd gone up to visit her and she's looking for something in a drawer. And I look down into the drawer and I see this really amazing leather journal with like a stone set in the front of it. And I said, oh, wow, that's really beautiful. Where did you get it? And she stopped dead and she's staring at this thing. And she goes, oh, shit. I bought that at this little like boutique place up in the Blue Mountains, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, it's beautiful. It's absolutely stunning. And she goes, it was supposed to be a gift. And I was like, oh, cool. For who? And she's like, for you, about two Christmases ago. And I totally forgot about it. I put it in the drawer and forgot about it. And I still have it. And because I'm a complete and total nut, I have never written anything in it because it's a beautiful, beautiful notebook and I don't want to ruin it because I am that person. I'm that hopeless. It is absolutely beautiful and it's just sitting there. It's sitting there with flowers pressing in the pages. That's the only thing I use it for is I press flowers in it because I'm so terrified to write in it and ruin it or write something in it that's not worthy, you know. Yes, this is stationary obsession problems. What about given? Best gift I have ever given. A half hour long pegging audio doesn't count, does it? Best gift I've ever given. No, I have no idea. What else we got? Do you prefer to buy your gifts or make things for people? I would absolutely prefer to make things for people because that would mean that I had the talent to do something like that. I am not talented. I wish I were talented in that way. I would love to be able to draw or make things out of clay. I find that whole concept romantic and beautiful and wonderful. I wish I could paint. I wish I could make stuff that way. And everything I make looks like, I don't know, like a drunken hobo made it. It's really, really bad. I have no artistic talent in that way whatsoever. So unfortunately, I do not tend to make gifts because they're very, very bad. Very bad. It looks like your two-year-old niece made it for you without the endearing, you know, thing of it being from your two-year-old niece. It's just from me. Quick, try to name all of Santa's reindeer. Will you just sing it? Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Blitzen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Vixen, and Rudolph. Is that right? I think that's right. What else we got? Are you a last-minute shopper? Oh, definitely. I'm definitely a last-minute shopper. There is no organization here. Organization is not a thing that I have. I live in a barely controlled state of chaos at all times. Do you have any fun, embarrassing stories about the holidays? No, not really. Fun, embarrassing stories about Christmas or the holidays? No, not really. My Christmas holidays are usually extremely laid back. I have like one part of my family has this massive kind of extended family. And then on the other part of my family, it's just very, very small. So for most of my life when I was young, my idea of Christmas, and it was brilliant, was, you know, 2 kilos of king prawns, a case of beer, and a Star Trek marathon with my father. And that was Christmas. We were, you know, we were very happy with that. And then we would sort of do like a New Year or a Christmas Eve thing with that other part of the family that was really big and like overexcited and into that kind of stuff. But yeah, it meant that sort of my Christmas stories are all kind of, there's really not a whole lot cranking there. This is not to say I've never embarrassed the living shit out of myself. I just don't seem to do it around Christmas. What Christmas scents always make you nostalgic? I quite like cranberry sauce. I like the sense of like a cranberry jelly. Oh my God, I'm so wrong. Okay. A funny, embarrassing story about the holidays. This is kind of a, it's kind of a funny, embarrassing life story, but it does tend to revolve around stuff that, that tends to happen at Christmas. And I'm pretty sure I realized that I was being a dumbass at Christmas time. When I was little, I did not understand what stuffing was. And I got it into my head that the stuffing was basically just like whizzed up guts. You know, that my grandmother, when she was making this turkey, was, you know, it's like embalming or something for a mummy, that she was sticking something up there, whizzing it all, it was guts. And so every Christmas or whatever, we have this turkey and somebody would ask me, do you want any stuffing? And I'm like, no, I don't. And then I would watch in horror as the rest of my family like pulls the stuffing out of this bird and like puts it on bread and, you know, mix it with stuff. Sorry, there's another burp in here. Gosh, I'm terrible. But anyway, I always said no. And then one year, I think I was about 14 or 15. Oh God, that was a weird throat noise. somebody offered me stuffing and I said to myself, why am I saying no? I have no idea what that tastes like. And I realized that I had come to this conclusion about what stuffing was when I was like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old. And I had just never re-examined it. And I had been saying no to stuffing ever since. So that is my stupid, funny, and or embarrassing Christmas story. Are you on the naughty list or the nice list this year? I don't know. Just look, with somebody like me, it's very, very hard to tell. I don't know. I think I'm basically okay. I don't know. Maybe we could do a poll. We'll do a poll on my Reddit and we'll see if I'm on the naughty or the nice list this year. See what you guys think. If you could bump into any celebrity under the mistletoe, who would it be? Do I only get one? Do I really only get one? That's really not fair. Who is winning? Who is on all the celebrities? Who is going to make out with me under the mistletoe and not make me feel bad about myself? Okay. I got it. If I could bump into any celebrity under the mistletoe that I think would actually kiss me and not make me feel like crap, I will not name them because they are a GWA creator. But you know who you are, Carriad. Does your family have any special holiday recipes? What are they? No. King prawns and beer you just buy. Oh, well, I mean, I guess my trifle. Right, my trifle with the sherry. I think I came up with it, though, because, you know, I'm a filthy alcoholic. So I don't know if it's tradition or not. What do you do during that weird stretch of time between Christmas and New Year's Eve? Eat. Same thing everyone else does. Isn't that what everybody does? Eat and drink and forget what day it is. And, you know, regret the eating and the drinking, only to eat and drink some more. Do you make New Year's resolutions? Yes. Do you have any for this year? Probably. I'm very crap about them though. I try to make them. I try to be a good person. I have all of these things that I would love to do. And honestly, I'm terrible. I'm an absolute failure of a human being. I can't follow through with anything. I think the problem is that ever since I was really little, I want to do everything. I want to do too much. So, you know, little me wanted to be a doctor and a teacher and a journalist and a this and a that and a blah, blah, blah. And I'm still a little bit like that, which is why my house is absolutely full of half-started projects, and then I get distracted and it's like, you know, work, 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 work. Ooh, shiny. And I can't finish anything. So my New Year's resolution is almost always various iterations of finish the fucking thing. And I fail every single time. I'll finish a few things. But generally speaking, I'm very, very bad at finishing stuff. Real or fake Christmas tree? Actually, I go out into my garden, which is reasonably large, and I make an amalgam Christmas bush out of branches from various things, and I stick them in a bucket with some water and rocks to keep them still, and then I like tie it all together with tinsel, and I hang my my Christmas baubles and stuff off that, because I'm well aware that my cat is going to shred anything, my ferrets get into it, dog gets into it, and this way it just comes from the garden and it goes back to the garden to be like composted and stuff, and it's not, you know, a big thing. Candy cane or gingerbread men? Do you know? Okay. I'm not a fan of anything kind of minty. So the candy canes are kind of out. And I'm not really a fan of ginger. So it's gingerbread men, but I have to smother them, like smother them in icing. And, you know, various bits and pieces. So it's gingerbread, but really the gingerbread is just a vehicle for sugar, icing and stuff. Eggnog or mulled wine? Do you know, I don't think I've actually ever had eggnog in my life. It's not as big a thing in Australia. I have no idea why, but I have had lots of mulled wine that I like very much. Mariah Carey or Michael Bublé? Look, I'm going to go Michael because he's more in my range and I can howl that shit once I'm a few mulled wines in. Multicolored lights or white light? I like the multicolored lights. I do. I like them. I like, you know, all the, oh, there's another burp. Good Lord. I am sorry. I like all the little twinkly colored lights. I like, you know, mad stuff out the front. I love Christmas lights. Ice skating or sledding? I mean, if you're going to make me choose, I'm going to go sledding because, you know, sitting down is always vastly superior to having to stand up or move or anything like that. But realistically, I'm on a balcony with my hot chocolate under my blanket, hopefully cuddling somebody, and everyone else can sled or skate or do the cold making things. I'll be up here with my drink and my snuggy and I'll be perfectly happy. Thank you. Okay. So that appears to be all of the questions. Let's see. How long have we been at this? We've been at this for 19 minutes. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. Alrighty. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody. Please be safe and look after yourselves. And when you inevitably drink too much, have water and some kind of electrolyte solution next to your bed. Remember that I love you and I hope to see you after the holidays. Mwah. Night-night, dear ones.